This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Friday, April 26th, a beautiful Friday. Our post today, because it is the fourth Friday of the month, means that it is time for our AMA. And our AMA this week is going over cold plunges and ice baths. So the question that we are tackling this week is, what do you think of ice baths and cold plunges? Before we dive in, some quick housekeeping. Just a reminder that we switched from Substack over to a different platform called Ghost. Overall, people are loving the look of the new site at twopct.com. The emails are coming in fine. Everything is looking good. We have had a couple small quirks with the podcast not embedding in the emails. It seems to be happening with people who have Apple. So what I'm going to do in the meantime is I'm just going to link out to the member podcast. And then if you go to twopct.com, it'll be embedded right there. So problem solved. And it looks like Ghost is probably going to fix this for us. So we're good to go. When we shoot them emails and say, hey, this thing is this, they say, okay, well, we can make it that, which is good. Okay, before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsors. These are brands that make the best products in their categories. I was using this stuff before I launched this project. And when I did launch this project, they were psyched that I did. And they're like, hey, you need a sponsor? And I said, yes, that would be great because I love your stuff. And, you know, I like promoting. I'm going to promote it already. So GoRuck, maker of the world's best rucking gear. My go-to is a Rucker 4.0 and a 30-pound ruck plate. Next is Maui Nui Venison. They are the provider of the world's healthiest meat. I've linked to some amazing research about them. My go-to is the Oregon Blend and Pepper Venison Jerky Sticks. Amazing. And then Momentous Nutrition, the company that made me feel good about supplements again. My go-to is the Essential Plant-Based Protein and their multivitamin. Discount code Easter for all brands. Okay, so on to the topic of ice baths and cold plunges. Let me give you a sort of big picture view of what we are going to talk about, the sort of silos we're going to talk about in this question. We are going to talk about a quick history of cold exposure for improving health, injury, and exercise recovery, because I think to understand where we are, it always is useful to know where we were, to know that this thing isn't a new thing. Then I'm going to explain why I think ice baths and cold exposure are popular right now. And I'm going to give you a hint. It has very little to do with health or recovery, in my opinion. Then we're going to talk about some of the research around ice baths and exercise, ice baths and fat loss, ice baths and physical and mental health, etc. All those things. Then I'm going to tell you how I changed my mind about ice baths. Then I'll tell you how I personally use cold exposure. And then finally, we're going to try and land the plane and talk about some final thoughts on whether ice baths are a temporary trend or a permanent fixture. What's going to happen with these things? If we look 10 years down the road, are as many people doing ice baths as they are now? Is it fewer? Is it more? What's going to happen? Also remember that we voted to have AMAs be sort of off-the-cuff podcast answers rather than written pieces. That all said, I know some of you love to read, so I've included a really rough transcript of what we're going to talk about in this. So if you're a reader, feel free to check that out. It's at TWOPCT. That is, of course, for members. I've also included a bunch of relevant links to studies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But let's get into it. Okay. If you have spent, let's say, more than 7 seconds on social media, you've probably seen something about ice baths. There was an article in The Cut that I recently read, and it said this. It seems impossible to scroll through Instagram or TikTok without hearing someone rave about the life-changing benefits of cold therapy or seeing an influencer climb into one of the premium tubs. That is correct. Ice baths are seemingly everywhere right now. If you are even at all remotely interested in health and fitness, you've heard of these things. But here's the thing. Using cold exposure to improve humans, this is not a new idea. So as far back as 3500 BC, we have references to people using the cold for therapeutic purposes. For example, years after that, ancient Greeks were using cold water for therapy, relaxation, and socializing. Hippocrates, this was the 4th century BC, he was using the cold for medical purposes like alleviating fatigue and fevers. And by the way, this is all from a research paper that I have linked to in the post at twopct.com. So if you want to read this sort of brief history of cold exposure for health benefits, check it out. It's pretty interesting. Now, of course, the benefits of the cold were overblown. As far back as back then, they were overblown. So Hippocrates said this pretty wild statement. He said, water can cure everything. It's like, oh, okay. Fast forward a bunch of time and you have people in the 1900s who are saying things like, I have the water cure. If you get in my cold water, you will be cured of everything. Then you eventually had wars that led people to experiment with cold exposure to reduce pain of wounds. So for example, Napoleon's surgeon to the Grand Army, he recommended using ice and snow to help with amputations, which probably actually worked to some extent. In the 1800s, you had doctors who were trying to use cold exposure to treat all kinds of things. It wasn't until the 1920s and the 1930s that scientists started finding that the cold does indeed impact physiology, like blood pressure. Those are some of the very first formal studies. Then in the 1990s, you get scientists who began looking at whether cold exposure could help people recover from exercise and training and in turn perform better. So you have kind of these different lanes. It's like one is a medical lane where you have this long history of use on the battlefield, use by quacks saying that it will cure everything, this cold water, and then legitimate studies being done in the 20s and 30s. Meanwhile, you have the second lane of cold water for fitness and improving recovery, improving performance. This starts in the 1970s, but then it kind of gets shuttered. And then in the 1990s, it really picks up. So I'm obviously summing up a lot of history, but the TLDR on this is that humans have been messing with the cold as a way to improve themselves, whether health or fitness or whatever, for a very long time. But here's the thing. The results have been pretty, whatever. Not that great, except in very specific cases. So for example, one case where the cold actually moves the dial on health in a way that is pretty profound is therapeutic hypothermia. So this is a treatment that uses cooling devices to lower a patient's body temperature for a short time after a heart attack or when a baby doesn't get enough oxygen after birth. So what this does is it protects the brain and it improves neurological outcomes. That is legit therapy that we use in order to reduce risk of disease, and it has measurable outcomes. Great. But at the same time, you have to have just had a heart attack or you have to be a baby who's not getting enough oxygen. Probably not the type of people you're seeing use cold baths on Instagram there. But it's only been in the last couple of years that we see this really big boom in ice baths and cold plunges culturally. Now, the term cold plunge, it was pretty flat in Google, like forever, ever since Google. Ice bath had a bit more searches, but it too really spiked at the beginning of 2022. So the question is, why is that? Now, my theory is that you have three key things that lead to the new popularity of ice baths, cold plunges, cold water, immersion, call it whatever you want. So let's go over those three things. One, the rise in super detailed health podcasts. I'm talking about the podcasts that get really, really, really gritty here. Like, for example, I have seen podcasts out there that are more than 2 hours, nearly 3 hours of people talking about whether or not you should get in cold water. It's a lot of time to devote to this subject. I'm going to keep mine shorter than 2 hours, hopefully. Number two, the second thing, social media. So ice baths are highly visual. So we live in a world now where social media has just overtaken our lives. When you think about the fact that we spend nearly 13 hours a day on digital media, a lot of that time for a lot of people is on social media. Ice baths are this new fitness thing that is very highly visual. You can post a video or a photo of yourself sitting in this tub of freezing water and ice. And it's like, who the hell would do that? That's interesting. So it plays really well there just because of that sort of inherent virality, not to mention you had a lot of celebrities early on in this 2022 period who posted about ice baths. So that kind of moved the dial into a lot of different spaces. I mean, celebrities you wouldn't expect. I think Kim Kardashian did one. I think Harry Styles posted something about it. I mean, it's just, it's a thing. Number three, third thing is the fact that you can create something to sell around the practice. So if there's something to sell, that means there's going to be more marketing behind it. For example, in our case, there are specific tubs to cold plunge in. Now, some of these tubs range from basic barrels that cost under $200, but also all the way up to full-on temperature-regulated tubs that swirl the water, and they cost over $10,000, sometimes into the 20s. So this sales aspect, it leads to marketing. And marketing today is often done through influencer types on podcasts, on Instagram, which leads to more content around ice baths, more content around cold plunges. It's a cycle, right? And it's a cycle that is ultimately fueled by the fact that there is something to sell here that is often very high ticket. You get the point. So those three lanes, they intersect and they create something of a boom that we're in. Now, the detailed health podcasts, they talk about all sorts of potential benefits of ice baths, right? If you listen to one of those 3-hour ones, there's like all these different potential benefits they're talking about here. So I want to kind of lightly break them down. I think that when you get really, really in the nitty gritty of this topic, it's like, what's the point? There isn't a ton there, as you're going to learn soon, but that also doesn't mean that these are useless, as you'll also learn my thoughts there. But let's just quickly break down the different sort of health fitness lanes. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.